Oreo cookies were as addictive as heroin, that sounds ridiculous.
The most powerful thing that persuaded me, I spent time with Nora Volkow. She has been the head of the NIH Center on Addiction. And she was the first person to kind of see images of the brain of somebody hooked on cocaine and hooked on junk food are very, very similar. She'll be the first to tell you, though, that kind of the severity of that addiction in food is nowhere near what it is in cocaine. But, you know, and I asked her about that. Well, then how does it stack up, like Twinkies and heroin? She goes, well, I think what's really interesting, though, here is you have to consider these products in the context of our environment, because they don't need to kind of buzz the brain as much as a hard drug like heroin does, because they're cheap, they're widely available. They're not illegal, so you don't have to take any risk in sort of getting them, right? And I spent time with the former general counsel of Philip Morris, a guy named Steve Parrish, selling cigarettes. He said to me at one point, I couldn't go near a bag of our Oreo cookies for fear of opening up and eating, losing control and eating half of it in one sitting. I mean, the tobacco guys on a personal level were scared of junk food in a way that they weren't even scared of cigarettes, which is kind of so revealing to me.